Bringing it back in the garden with Rosie on the house. Let's see if we can get straight to the callers and welcome Susan into the conversation, who is calling from beautiful Rainbow Valley. Good morning, Susan. How can we help you?
Good morning. Hey, I've lived in this house for 30 years, and we had beautiful big Eldorica pine in our pool area, but a microburst took it out. And so even though it was messy next to the pool, I appreciated the shade that it provided, and I want to replace it with something that's going to be shady but maybe a little less messy next to the pool.
How close to the pool are we talking?
Oh, 30 feet. It's in the grass area next to it. Most of the time, you know, its leaves stay in the grass, but sometimes, you know, we get a lot of pine needles over there.
Well, sure, but 30 feet's a fair distance, though, that it's, at least it's not hanging over the pool, dropping right into the pool.
Correct. Correct. I get the afternoon shade from that
tree. If you want something pretty fast growing, a tree that does reasonably well in lawn areas, one would be, you know, a sisu. The other would be maybe a Chinese elm.
Okay.
Those would be two good ones to think about for in, and it's going to go back in the grass in the lawn.
Yes.
Okay. Fantex ash, not a bad tree if you want something that maybe loses its leaves in the winter.
Uh-huh.
Chinese pistache, we had an earlier caller that talked about Chinese pistache, a little slower growing, but a good lawn type tree.
What about a willow?
Well, willows take an incredible amount of water.
I have a lot of water.
Well, it's up to you. I mean, if you like that look and you don't mind watering a great deal. My only negative with those is also they can be a little bit on the short-lived side.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's certainly a tree that would do reasonably well in a lawn. That's the kind of place it would like, in grass, lots of water. If you want to go just a little hardier, the elm, the sisu, the pistache, those would be trees that I probably would lean a little more towards.
That gives you a few choices there, Susan.
Yep, that sounds good.
All right, dear. Have a great weekend. We appreciate you calling Rosie on the house. Let's see if we can get one more caller snuck in here real quick. Ray calling from North Phoenix. Good morning, Ray. How can we help you, my friend?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I was just checking on my Palo Verde that I have at the house. It's probably 15 years old, and it's pretty stout, but periodically I get holes in the ground around it about the size of a silver dollar. I don't see anything, but and probably 15 holes or so sporadically around the base of the tree.
Generally at this time of the year? Generally those holes appear at this time of the year, midsummer?
Yes.
Probably the exit holes of the Palo Verde beetle, great big, nasty, ugly-looking beetle that, you know, comes out of the ground this time of year to breed. If you've got lots of those, you know, I'd start watching the tree for, you know, limb dieback or anything like that, because the larva of those can be feeding on the root system and get up into the.
I do have that, as a matter of fact. The limbs are putting out some sap, large. You know, you'll have different areas around the base of the tree or around, under where the sap is just coming out of the tree.
Well, that's probably what you've got going on. And the remedy for that would be some type of borer spray or a granular in the soil, like systemic granules, high-yield kilogrub or grub-free zone, something like that.
Take me through the life cycle of this pest.
Well, you've probably seen them.
I have,
this time
of
year, especially if you're out at night, they're attracted
to the garage
lights,
on with the door open.
And they come, you know, dive bombing in on you and land on the ground. And they can be quite large, you know, several inches long, look rather prehistoric.
Like a giant flying roach.
Yeah, that's it.
That's close, anyway.
That's a very good description, with kind of jaws that look pretty nasty. You know, they exit out of that hole. The female actually never really comes out of the hole much. She kind of comes up and puts her proper end out of the hole so she can be bred, and the male's out there looking to breed her, and then she goes right back down in the ground and lays eggs, and then the larva, they can be great big white grubs, will, you know, hatch out and live there. I would be lying to you if I told you how long this process takes, that they are in the larval form before they turn into an adult, but they're underground eating on the roots and the branches and limbs of the of those. They work can work their way up into the tree, although generally they're down underground eating on the roots, and then that causes limbs to die back because, you know, the root system is getting, you know, impaired.
And so treatment is a ground treatment.
Generally have to get it down in the
gets
ground.
Gets in the ground.
That's correct.
How deep down there are they living?
It could be several feet.
Can it? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
Yep.
Well, there you go. Hope that helps, Ray. We appreciate it. We're here in the garden wrapping up the show here for this Saturday morning. We appreciate all of you who did call and get in and get John Jay. Why don't we recap the tip just real quick here before we have to jump out?
Great time to evaluate your landscape and see what has looked good and looks good right now. Those heat-loving plants that we have that can be planted this time of year, might want to take a look. We had a gentleman with hibiscus earlier, not doing so well. It froze. Now the heat's stressing it out. Maybe it's time to think about replacing it with something a little more heat tolerant. Got lots of options.
Cactus, and cactus.
Not my choice. But how about Texas?
You'd want
Texas
a little more
sage,
color, would you?
Bougainvillea, Mexican bird of paradise. Yeah, there's lots of good options.
Oh, great.
And cactus is one of them, too.
Thank you, Mr. John Jay. We always appreciate your participation in the show, In the Garden, at Rosie on the House. We'll be right back talking solar power. Are you confused? Me, too. We'll straighten it out in the next 2 hours.